This is Positive Living with Patricia Raskin on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM, the program that brings you practical strategies and positive solutions to help you live the kind of life you really want. To speak with Patricia and her guest, call 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Welcome, everyone, to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. It's such an honor and a pleasure to be with you each week right here. This program, Positive Living, is about turning your problems into solutions, your obstacles into opportunities, and making your dreams come true. And today we have a specially pre-recorded program for you. It's my honor and great pleasure to have on the program Emmy and Golden Globe winner and Renaissance woman Jane Seymour. She stars in the upcoming Hallmark Channel mystery movie Dear Prudence, which premieres on August 23rd, on the Hallmark Channel. Welcome, Jane.
Thank you.
So nice to talk to you again. You know, I interviewed you when you had your two books, Remarkable Changes, Turning Life's Challenges into Opportunities.
Yes.
And which is what we talk about on this show every week.
All right.
And then the next book, Making Yourself at Home, Finding Your Style and Putting It All Together. Beautiful picture book.
Thank you.
Yeah, really enjoyed it. Now, you know, you are truly a Renaissance woman. You're an acclaimed actor, painter, author, dancer with your recent appearances on Dancing with the Stars. You have your own skincare line, Natural Advantage, and now you've become a jewelry designer. And each of those things on their own is its own interview that we could do. But let's focus on the movie, and then we'll talk about your open heart jewelry. Why did you choose this role of Dear Prudence?
You know what? I read a lot of scripts, and a lot of it's not terribly good. And I read this character, and I just thought I could have so much fun with her. And I just felt that she was very funny, very different, very positive. And I just, you know, I felt that we don't have anything like that on television, and maybe we needed it. You know, Hallmark Channel had great success showing Dr. Quinn. Oh. And, you know, so all those fans are constantly looking for more Dr. Quinns, which unfortunately they won't make. But I thought that Dear Prudence kind of fit the bill, although it was much more contemporary and, you know, a completely different kind of character.
Yes, and you play sort of a Prudence McCoy, kind of a humorous Martha Stewart-like personality, well known for her Prue Pointer's program of homespun remedies.
Yes.
And they call it a whodunit of the heart. What do they mean?
Well, she's sort of like a Heloise person. You know, she knows how to tell everybody how to clean this, how to do this and that with, you know, with unusual things like olive oil or shaving cream or whatever. Mm. And in the movie, what happens is that she's exhausted, and so her boss tells her to go and take a week's rest in the mountains. And she's such an A-type personality, she doesn't know what to do in the mountains. And she discovers that the lady who runs this lodge where she's staying is a Native American lady whose son seems to have disappeared, and she's very concerned. And long story short, Prudence realizes that something bad has happened to this boy and tries to investigate it and tries to get the police to do something about it. Of course, they won't, and they kind of poo-poo all her ideas and thoughts. So she calls in her sidekick, Nigel, who is the guy that works with her on her TV show, a young boy in his early 20s, and says, you know, help me, we've got to find this murderer. And so she basically becomes a detective.
Yes, it's really a fun movie. And you have some other celebrities on with you as well.
Jamie?
Yes.
Yes, he's in it.
Jamie Sheridan.
Jamie Sheridan, yes.
Yes. And it's an interesting movie. Now, what would you say, Jane, is the positive message for viewers in this movie?
Oh, well, first of all, the kid who's been murdered, we find out, you know, halfway through the show that he actually has been murdered, is a Native American kid, and what he's doing is he's trying to protect and expose a construction company that are going to develop a piece of land that actually is a spiritual site for the Native Americans in that area.
Mm.
And so he's trying to do it by talking about it in a newspaper, and they kill him for it.
Mm.
And so I suppose in some ways, it's really talking about the fact that this boy was trying to protect his heritage, and he'd had a lot of trouble when he'd been a kid, and he was a troubled youth, and, you know, he was trying to do something that would, be important in his life, and this was what he was trying to do.
Well, it's interesting because in Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, of course, there was so much of a theme of Native Americans, and I think I recognize the woman who was the mother. Wasn't she in Dr. Quinn also?
Yes, she was. Yes, she was. Tantu Cardinal. Actually, she's a great actress. She's been in a lot of major movies where they deal with Native Americans.
And that series was on for, was it 6 or 8 years?
I think it was officially called 6 years, but it was 180 hours.
It's the only series that I ever watched from start to finish, every single episode. It was absolutely my favorite series on television.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it was wonderful, wonderful movie. So, now, speaking of the heart, you recently, because we're talking about this as kind of being the whodunit heart program, you recently created the Open Hearts, which is a jewelry design symbolizing giving and receiving with an open heart. What or who was your inspiration to create this, Jane?
Well, originally, I started out by doing, I was commissioned by American Heart Association and California Pistachios to come up with something about alerting women to heart health. And I came up with an image of a heart, and I didn't close it. It was left open. And I kept looking at it and thinking to myself, why did I do this? And I realized that my mother always taught me that when your heart was open, you could give and receive love. And if you closed your heart off, that you were not able to let love in, and you weren't allowed to let forgiveness out. And so that really basically in life, that if you live with an open heart, you basically live in the moment, and you can adjust to change and all those things that we've talked about before.
Yes.
And I just then randomly came up with this image of two open hearts that were connected, and I felt it was like a man and a woman, or, you know, anyone and anything that they loved, and you have a very strong connection, but the rest of the symbol was a heart, but it was left open. So it was about, you know, dealing with change in life.
Yeah.
Processing that change. And this is what I did. I had a little diamond necklace made up from that image because I loved it so much. And my mom had a stroke and was dying and couldn't speak anymore. And I was asked to do Dancing with the Stars, and I mentioned this over the phone to my mother. And out of her mouth came the only word she spoke. She went, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all in shock. And we said, Mom, you just said yes. She went, mm-hmm. And so I decided to do Dancing with the Stars. I wore this necklace, and the next thing I knew, it was kind of like my lucky symbol.
Yes.
And then randomly, I had a dinner one evening that ABC asked me to have with the people that I think some very important people, something to do with ABC and to do with the music awards. I had no idea who they were, and they turned out to be Kay Jewelers. And they said, you know, what is this, and what are you doing with this? And so I told them about it, and they said, we'd love to do something with this. And so I decided to do it uniquely with them.
Yes. Is this a tribute to your mother, Jane, in some
Absolutely.
Way?
Absolutely. A tribute to my mother and to all the millions of people that I come across who tell me these amazing open-heart stories. Because, I mean, I literally just now, I was just speaking with the director of the commercial that I'm going to do for Kay. He just was in my room just a moment or two ago. I was taking him around the house here for location scouting, and he just told me a story of his own about you know, how he's now become a full-time caretaker of his wife.
Mm.
And, you know, everywhere you go, you just don't know it. You know, there are so many people with extraordinary stories of how they suddenly realize that life is about living in the moment.
Mm. Yes.
And that by living with an open heart, you can not only cope with this, but you can receive, you know, blessings and love that
yes.
you never knew or imagined could happen.
You should put this in another book, Jane.
I have written the book, and it's coming out. It'll actually physically be available just before Christmas, but it's actually being marketed for Mother's Day and Valentine's next year.
Oh, wonderful.
But Running Press is going to do it. And actually, if you go to Amazon.com, you can actually order it now, a pre-order price. It was
okay.
A very special pre-order price.
Well, we'll have to do another interview just on that book.
Good.
Because that is wonderful. All right, well, we're going to take a break, and this is a specially pre-recorded program for you today, folks, so you won't be calling in right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. It is my honor and pleasure to have on the program Emmy and Golden Globe winner and Renaissance woman Jane Seymour. I've had her on the program before, and it's always such a great pleasure. She stars in the upcoming Hallmark Channel mystery movie Dear Prudence, which premieres on August 23rd on the Hallmark Channel. Stay tuned. There's plenty more. We'll be right back. You're listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin. Stay tuned.